This is episode 214, Improvement Requires Short-Term Pain.
Welcome to the Paul Miners Podcast, the show that will help you to optimize your time, income, and lifestyle fast. Get more done with actionable, easy-to-follow advice and learn how to live life on your terms. And now, introducing your host, Paul Miners.
Hey everyone, and welcome back to the Paul Miners Podcast, episode number 214. As always, it's a pleasure to have you listening today. Appreciate your time. And today I'm talking about making improvements, whether that is to yourself, to your own habits and well-being, or it might be improvements to the way you work, to your business, or even, you know, if you're a student and you're studying, I'm talking about improvement in many forms, and what it takes to really follow through with the improvements that you want to make, because it does come with some short-term pain. Now, if you want to get access to the show notes for this episode, you can find those at paulminers.com/214. I've linked to a few resources and things that might be useful as you listen. So, to get into this episode, we all like to improve on what we're doing and how we do things, whether that's improving, a process in our business, learning a new skill, or improving the way we work, or you know, how we take notes, or a tool that we're using, that kind of thing. But the improvement that we're trying to make often comes with this adjustment period, where it takes time to become accustomed to the change that you've made before you really get to enjoy the benefits. And this is why making improvements to the way you work can be challenging. And even though your current process may be slow, we sometimes stick with our old methods because the process is familiar and easier, and we don't want to endure that short-term pain. And my clients face this dilemma all the time. I talk to people every single day who come to me with good intentions, and they want to learn how to use tools like Asana and Pipedrive to be more productive and to improve their business. And we chat, and they're excited, and they understand the benefits of Asana, and they end the call very motivated. But a lot of people ultimately decide not to proceed with getting help with Asana, or even following through with using Asana at all, because they don't want to go through that adjustment period that's required in order to make the change. Even if doing so would result in greater long-term efficiency, the short-term pain of adjusting to that new way of working just isn't worth it. And the irony here is that once you do make the change, you'll question why you ever did things the old way to begin with. And if you've ever said to yourself, you know, oh, why wasn't I doing this before? You'll know exactly how that feels. And last week, I talked about how I use a few tools to boost your productivity on the Mac. Sorry, it was a couple of weeks ago. And if you missed that episode, that's episode 213. And one of the points I made in this episode is that some of the tools that I use, like Alfred and Hazel and Keyboard Maestro, you know, take a bit of time to learn. And even after you learn the basics, you need to identify ways you can use these tools to streamline the things you do on your Mac. And so it takes time to learn the tools and really to get the value. But I can say with 100% confidence that it was well worth taking the time to learn how to use these tools, as they've made it so much quicker to do things now. I'm saving hours, maybe even days each week by using a few simple tricks to do my work in a more efficient way. So it kind of begs the question, how can you get through these adjustment periods faster? How can you kind of fast track your learning? Well, one way is to talk to people who have done it before. Whatever it is that you're doing, whether you're adopting a new tool, learning a new skill, or refining a process, chances are there is someone out there who's been through the same or similar process. And finding these people and learning from their mistakes is a great way of fast-tracking your journey. And this is one of the reasons I offer group coaching as part of my consulting services. I like to connect clients together so that they can share their experiences and help one another, help other people who are going through a similar challenge. And I'm getting more and more into golf as well. Luckily for me, my friends are much better at me at golf. And so when I hit the ball off the tee and I cut it to the next fairway, they're able to point out where I'm going wrong, and because they can see what I can't see. And so often just having a third party perspective is a very powerful way of identifying what's going wrong and how you can improve. Another way that you can fast track your learning is to find resources that you can that can help you learn even faster. So living in the information age, we're spoiled by having access to a wealth of knowledge and information that helps us to learn anything, basically anything we want. And whenever I've wanted to learn about a new tool like you know, ones I mentioned before, Hazel, Keyboard Maestro, or Alfred, I've turned to public community forums, YouTube videos, and even online courses to learn about these tools. So for example, when I was learning about Keyboard Maestro, I spoke about this in my last episode, I understood the basics. I could kind of wrap my head around how it worked, but I still didn't really know what to do with it. And it was only when I took David Sparks' Keyboard Maestro course, which I've linked in the show notes, that he was able to give me loads of ideas on how to use the tool that I would have never discovered on my own. And another example is, you know, if I've ever gotten stuck with Alfred, the community forum that helps you with Alfred workflows and things is always willing to help. And this is why I make so many free videos for my YouTube channel to promote my own services. Because being on the receiving end, I appreciate people who can teach things in a clear way. So if I can do the same for other people, it's a great way of building credibility and positioning myself as an expert. And then I have my own online courses which do the same thing. And then the final thing you can do is really just repetition, repetition, repetition. Ultimately, you know, adjusting to a new process or tool can take time, especially if you've been working the same way for years and now you're doing things differently. It can feel weird and even slower at first. And this is why when I work with clients, I try not to overwhelm people with all the features of, say, Asana or Pipedrive at once. Because when adopting a new tool, my goal is for the user to understand the basics and start forming new habits around these best practices. And so I identify like the 80-20 in terms of what are the 20% of features or things you need to know about Asana that really deliver the most or 80% of the value. So for example, with Asana, I teach new users how to check and manage their inbox, how to keep up to date with what's going on in their account and create good tasks. And for the first few weeks, that's fine. I just need new users to repeat the basics again and again until it becomes natural. And then more advanced features can be introduced later when they are ready. And another kind of simple example is I recently had to buy a new keyboard. And I bought the Apple Magic keyboard, but I bought the longer one with the numerical number pad on the right-hand side. And I've been using it, the smaller one, for years, and now I'm having to force myself to use the number pad instead of using the number keys along the top. And it felt really weird and awkward and slow at first. But after, you know, a couple of days, it's really of just repetition of using this new keyboard, it's starting to feel natural. You know, so that's another just simple example of how repeating things again and again, it just ingrains that new process into your muscle memory or into your brain or into your way of thinking until it becomes natural. And so my big takeaway today is, yes, doing things the way you've always done them is easy, but improvement requires change, and this does come with an adjustment period. And it might suck at first, you might question whether the change is worth it, but if you put in the effort to make it through that adjustment period, you'll usually be very happy that you did. And really my motivation for sharing this today is, I do have this happen quite a lot where people come to me, they say, yep, I really want to use Asana. I can see it's really going to help my business. And then they have a change of heart and they keep doing things the way they're doing it. And that's fine. But I just know that so many people could be better off if you are willing to endure some of that short-term pain. If you have any questions, if you have any feedback, comments, head on over to the show notes, paulminers.com/214. I always appreciate hearing your thoughts. And once again, thank you for your time today, and I will catch you next time on the Paul Miners Podcast. Thank you for listening to the Paul Miners Podcast. Two quick things before I sign off. Firstly, if you enjoyed this episode or if you have any feedback for me, I would love it if you could leave me a review on iTunes. It really helps me to improve the show, and it helps the show to get discovered by more people so I can help more people out there. The second thing is, if you want to connect with me in person, you can become a VIP member of my website. Head to paulminers.com/VIP, where you will be able to join my private Slack community and attend bi-weekly group mastermind calls. This has to be one of my favorite times of the week when it comes up, is attending these group calls. The community is full of like-minded, productive, self-employed people, full-time workers. We have a real good mix of people in there. And I have to say, I have made fantastic friends with the people in this group. So if you want to join the community and connect with me and the other awesome members, sign up at paulminers.com/VIP. One more time, thank you very much for listening, and I will catch you next time on the Paul Miners Podcast.